The Mail Order Mask Mystery, an original story by Grayson, fourth grade. Narrated by Mrs. Moore and performed by Grayson, Jackson, Evan, John, and Emma. It was the week before Halloween. Grayson and his friends did not have their costumes yet, so they all ordered their costumes on Amazon Prime. When Grayson's costume arrived, he ran to his room and ripped open the box. After opening the box, Grayson pulled out the disgusting, rotting depiction of a zombie face. He laughed with glee and put the mask on.
Ha ha! Ah, yeah!
As soon as the mask was in place on his face, the room seemed to spin around him and the air turned cold. He looked down at the red Under Armour sweatshirt he had been wearing and his gray sweatpants. They were in tatters. The veins of his arms were popping from his now gray, gooey skin. Instead of his delighted laughter, he could only utter a low growl. Alarmed, Grayson knew something was wrong. He turned and caught a glance at his reflection in the large, silver-framed mirror across the room. What he saw filled his heart with terror. Instead of his usual tan 9-year-old face with dark brown eyes, a decomposing, unrecognizable, empty-eyed reflection stared back. As this realization of what was happening was still spinning through Grayson's mind, he suddenly heard footsteps on the stairs and his door creaked open. Grayson's friend Jackson walked into the room. He stopped in shock at the sight of his friend's body with the face of a zombie. A blood-curdling scream flew from his mouth as he turned to run away.
Ah!
In his haste to run away, Jackson tripped over the now empty Amazon box on the floor. Gazing up from the floor in horror as the zombie Grayson hovered over him, Jackson braced himself for an attack. Looking down at his friend staring at him in terror, Grayson summoned up all his willpower and was able to arise above the growling in his voice and yell,
"Jackson, it's me, Grayson! Help me get this mask off!"
They both pulled on the mask with all their strength. Then it came flying off of Grayson's face. Once the mask was off, Grayson and Jackson threw it into the woodpile to be burned at a later time. The next day, Grayson tried to warn his friends about what happened, but Jackson would interrupt him whenever he tried to talk.
"Hey, guys.
Costume came in, but
did you guys study for the test?"
"Yeah."
"No."
"Anyone want some of my chips?"
"I do." All
right. Grayson couldn't understand why Jackson would try to prevent him from telling his story. Maybe Jackson wanted everyone to become zombies, but why? Days passed, and Grayson knew that his time was running short to stop his friends from experiencing the evil transformation he knew was bound to happen. But it seemed like every time he had a chance to tell his buddies about his mask experience, something unexpected and odd would come up in conversation. Or they would be interrupted by a teacher or another adult, and the moment would be lost. Grayson woke up on Halloween morning late. He had missed the bus for school. His head ached like a hammer pounding on a nail. His mouth was dry and his body was burning up with fever. He dragged himself out of bed and splashed his face with the cold water flowing from the sink. He looked up at his bloodshot eyes and the blue circles carved beneath them, a sign of a troubled mind who hadn't slept well. A great tiredness overtook him, and he went back to bed. Grayson didn't wake up until hours later. His mind was foggy, his room dark. One glance at his alarm clock had him burst out of bed with fear and dread. It was already 7 p.m. He had slept the whole day, and the trick-or-treating had already started. What had happened?
I may already be too late to warn my friends.
Suddenly, he heard the sound of his door and a scraping outside of it. He ran down the stairs so fast, he almost fell. And as he reached the bottom, he grabbed one of his mom's brass candlesticks from Marshall's as protection for what he might find outside his door. His sweaty palm grabbed the knob, and he flung the door open. What he saw made him drop the candlestick. He was greeted by the snarls, growls, and groans of his zombie friend. Then Jackson flipped his mask up and started yelling at Grayson.
Hey Grayson, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Grayson looked at his friends in surprise. They were all just wearing masks. Just regular masks. They were still the human boys they had always been. Grayson felt dizzy and the room seemed to spin. With his friends still laughing, he slammed the door and started to drag himself up the stairs. Perplexed, he looked out his window to see if he could glimpse his mask in the woodpile. They had buried it well. He didn't know why he even bothered to look. As he started to turn away, he saw the outline of a figure walk under his window next to the woodpile. Jackson, still with his mask pushed up on his forehead, stared up at Grayson through the window. He gave Grayson a sly smile. Grayson turned and went back to his dresser. It was time to get some real pajamas on and go back to bed, because he was sick this day. He opened the top drawer and looked down. The lifeless face of his Amazon zombie mask was staring right back at him. His eyes grew wide. His throat started to let out a slow, low growl.